Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We learned many of you are planning some big road trips this summer.
Yeah, we started one off who just returned from one and was real excited to hit the road again.
Go right on back, a very long ways away. And today is April 15th, which means your taxes are due. And a lot of you are getting a lot of money back.
Like a ton of money. And they're buying some fabulous animals.
They may. That's much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
It's time to pay your taxes. But you'd rather do what than pay your taxes? Text them to us at 312-233-1019. For example, 219... I'd rather listen to Taylor Swift nonstop 24/7 than have to pay my taxes.
You're at the right place.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, right.
You're doing it. You're doing it. 630, I'd rather give birth to a 10-pound baby. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't have a choice in the matter.
Yeah, some people in this room have done that.
Right, right. That's,
what can you do? 847, I'd rather put ketchup on my hot dog. 630, similar to the 10-pound baby, I'd rather get a vasectomy. Sure. That's fair. I'd rather start an OnlyFans page, 847. 219, I would rather kiss a skunk under his tail.
Whoa.
Oh, my. Wow. All
under right. the tail. That's right in the gooch. You got to be careful. That skunk's going
to
get you.
They must make a lot of money because they have to pay a lot of taxes.
It could happen from an 815. I'd rather get mouth herpes.
Wow.
Ouch.
Oh, that's right. What we call those again? Lip gibbets.
Yeah, lip gibbets. I'd rather get, yeah.
Get with it.
847, I'd rather slam my D in a door.
Whoa.
Ouch.
By D, they mean the old wiener bean down here. Just wha-pow.
Yeah, and good for you.
Do you guys try that when they're little?
Yeah. No, not at all.
Slamming it in a door?
I don't know. Rite of passage. Boys, you know, boys will be boys.
Hey, Whip, you know what I did this weekend? You got to try it. You saddle up to a door and just slam your wiener dong right into it.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have fallen for that.
No, me neither. I don't know. That's your most precious prized possession. I would treat that thing
It's hard to put it there anyway.
You got to hold it with silk gloves. My goodness. I'd rather take a job in Antarctica sorting mail and counting penguins. It'd be kind of fun, though.
Yeah, actually, some people like that.
Yeah, throw the penguin in there. That sounds good.
Now, wait a second.
I think we just had a news story that's actually happening. So I think this person is doing a reference to being a Morning Mix hardcore listener.
Let's go.
Yeah.
847, how about letting Mike Tyson punch me in the face?
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
I don't know, man. No. You might end up in worse shape than you came
When's
in.
When's that happen? In July, right?
Yeah, July. Yeah. We'll see what happens there. My goodness. He's fighting one of the Paul guys.
Logan or Jake, I think.
Yeah, John. Jake
John
from State
Paul,
Farm's going to be there.
Pope is coming back for
and
a comeback.
Sean Paul, the rapper, is going to be there. It's pretty wild. I'd rather clean the porta potties at the carnival after 4th of July weekend.
Yikes.
Oh, wow.
I'd rather move to Wisconsin, 941. I don't know. It's kind of nice.
I think you owe less if you do that, actually.
That's true. A lot of people have done that.
773, I'd rather cut up jalapenos and then rub my eyes with my hands. I'd drink Malort every single day for the rest of my life if I didn't have to pay taxes. I'd rather S in my hands and clap.
Wow. Man.
Let's see. I would rather have a colonoscopy. No, that's not true. But maybe like minor surgery. I'd rather have minor surgery. 630. That was like as if they were talking to the text. Mm-hmm. I like that. And finally, what would I rather do than pay my taxes at 219? I'd rather stick a fork in my ass. Ooh. Hey, whatever it takes to not pay taxes anymore. Come on.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Who's going where this summer? Whip's going to Omaha. Hi, Erica. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. What about you guys?
We're doing pretty well. Now, I'm guessing, is this going to be Gulf Shores? Are you guys going there?
Yeah.
Okay, where are you driving to?
Yeah, to Chicago, all the way to Alabama Gulf Shores, till we touch the water.
Watch out. You sound really excited about it, Erica.
You know, I just got back from a spring break road trip to Atlanta and Orlando, so that was a bit of a long time.
Wow. So did you guys, you stopped in Atlanta on your way down to Orlando?
Yes.
Okay, you had kids with you?
Sure did.
Okay.
And a partner and a third grader.
Wow. You sound ready for this trip to the Gulf Shores, Erica.
You gotta be mentally prepared. Like, you're just gonna, you're gonna make one gasoline stop, everyone's good, everyone goes to the bathroom, you get back on the highway, and like within 5 minutes, you know, a 6-year-old's like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? You gotta go.
I love Erica is just resigned to it. I'm just going to resign to the little hell that this will be, but when we get there, it's going to be awesome.
Right.
Then we're going to have a little bit of hell on the way back, and it'll be fine. We're going to bookend the trip with some hell. It's fine.
We're going to make it.
I love Erica.
Good luck, Erica.
God bless you, Erica. Good luck. Yeah. Hey, guys, in 3 months, we're going to do this again.
All over again.
Oh, man. Hi, Grace. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Doing really well. I don't know why you're going here. Where are you guys going? From Chicago to where?
Going to Baltimore.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
What for? What's in Baltimore?
So my dad, he's originally from Baltimore, so I've been doing this almost every summer of my life, the trip from Chicago to Baltimore. But this summer we're actually going to see the Cubs play the Orioles.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's nice. And then you have family there that you get to visit with?
Yeah, so we just drive all around the East Coast and do a big family trip every summer. So.
That's fun. And how long is the drive on average?
It's about 12 hours.
Okay. And you guys do it all in one spell, one day, 12 hours straight?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Your dad's like, we're not, are you getting, 12 hours is nothing. Come on, 7 to 7, let's go.
Yep.
Can I ask a question that just seems relevant? So would you have had to use that bridge at all that just got knocked down?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, that's actually very close to my grandparents' house. So that was a pretty big scare and shock for us in Chicago. We were like, oh, my God, no.
Yeah, that's scary. Yeah. Wow, well, safe travels.
Very, very scary.
Enjoy that. Now, when do you guys leave? Is it coming up?
Yeah, it's in July, I think.
Okay. Yeah, nothing like being out on that open road in that July heat. That'll be nice.
And so that's prime time. You go to the beach and have the crab and stuff.
Yeah. All right, so 12 hours to Baltimore. Hi, Gina. Good morning.
Good morning.
Gina, where are you driving to this summer?
Woodland, Texas.
Woodland, Texas
that
for the barbecue?
Far.
No, my husband's doing an Ironman race.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man, wow.
Now, how does he not cramp up? You're going to drive how 16 hours, you say, from here to there?
Yeah, so we're going to take a 9-hour stop to Little Rock, Arkansas, and then we're going to drive rest of the way the next day.
Wow, 16 hours to Texas. And then when you get there, the man's doing an Ironman. He's going to swim, bike, and run.
Yes, he is.
Wow.
Yes, he is.
And now when he's doing the Ironman, how long is the Ironman? Is that like, how long is he, like 6 hours? Like how long is an Ironman?
It's taking him about 12 to 14 hours.
So what are you doing for 12 to 14 hours? Do you have like a brunch? Do you go watch a little bit?
Well, we got the kids, so we're going to do a little vacation out of it. So I got my two little ones, and we're going to be at the pool hanging out.
Perfect.
That sounds so much nicer, honestly, than the Iron Man.
I wanted to say,
you are winning. He might be getting the medal, but
right,
you are winning,
winning
the life battle here.
The kids can cannonball into the pool. Hey, your dad should be in the pool right about now, unless he pulled a hammy. All right, so Gina, 16 hours to Texas. Hi, Jess. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Jess, where are you going this summer?
So, at the end of the summer, I'm going to Yellowstone. I actually just got back from Yellowstone a week ago because I did the drive.
How long is the drive to Yellowstone?
About 20 hours.
Whoa!
Okay, now, there's a lot of parks out. Why are you going back there? Is it you love it or...
My daughter works there.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So she works for the National Parks?
The summer. She's in management with the hotels.
Oh, even better.
That's great. We've seen the show. I feel like that might be, I don't know, that might be some dangerous political water she's wading into there. Better be careful.
What's that lady's name? Tweeter? Teeter? What's her name? The lady on the show?
Teeter.
There's
Teeter?
Teeter and there's Tate as well.
Does she have any friends named Teeter or Tate, Jess?
I think there's at least one Tate.
Oh, yeah.
There always
is. There
you go. There's a Tate everywhere we go.
If she talks about a Teeter, you tell her you might want to consider moving.
Right. Now, Jess, where do you live? What town do you live in?
I live in Berwyn.
You're in Berwyn. Okay, so Berwyn to Yellowstone is about 20 hours. That's wild.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Morning Mix podcast.
Taxes are due. If you haven't done them yet, 12.5 hours is what the average schmo will spend putting their tax return together. If you're going to do it on your own or if you're going to hire somebody, boy, is it a big boom in business. Because according to the Washington Examiner, 6.5 billion man hours are taken every year preparing tax returns. And in general, across the country, that's about $210 billion just to get your taxes put together and submitted properly. Now, if everything goes to plan and you do everything right, you may owe or you may get a return. And if you get a refund, boy, the government's going to give you money that they've just been holding on to you. They've been holding on to it for you all year, and they're going to give it back to you. But how much? Let's find out who's getting a big old return this year. Hey, Matthew, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Morning, Chris. I'm doing well.
Good.
Love you guys and love your show.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate that. Now, I love this refund you're getting, Matthew. How much money are you getting back this year?
From the federal, roughly $7,000.
Hey!
And the state, about $3,000.
What?
About 10 grand all in coming back to your pocket.
That's correct.
Wow. May I ask what you do for a living? Don't say accountant.
Well, no, I'm actually a service manager for an electronic testing company.
Wow.
Now, have you already spent the 10 grand or are you just getting ready for it? Like, have you already thought about what you want to do?
Well, I just like anything else, I had to buy a new car this past year, so I'm going to use that to pay off a good portion of the car.
Mm-hmm. What kind of car did you get, Matthew? What'd you
go
with?
I got a new Toyota RAV4.
Hey, the new body style is slick. Did you get the two-tone roof body or no?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, my man.
I got it fully loaded.
You go hybrid on that?
Yes, sir.
Let's go, baby. Come on. That's a sweet ride you got right there. They designed them to look like the Land Rover Velar, but it's Matthew's Toyota RAV4. Watch out. Congratulations. Enjoy that 10K, Matthew.
I appreciate it. You guys take care. Thank you.
You too. Have a great day. Just cruising around on that sweet-ass ride. That's awesome. Hey, Matthew, you still there?
Yes, I am.
You got the sunroof on that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did. Let's go. Open it up today. Come on. Oh, I'm jealous. I love it. Hi, Esmeralda. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing really well. Now, Esmeralda, I love your name. It kind of sounds like you should be singing this song. Now,
thank you.
You did have to pay your taxes. How big of a refund are you getting, Esmeralda?
I am getting $8,166.
My God.
And you can tell she's got it down to the dollar.
Yes.
Good for you. Now, what do you do for a living, Esmeralda?
I am in accounts payable for TriStar Metals.
Ooh, they must like you. You're saving them a lot of money, just like you're saving yourself. Good for you. What's the big plan with the $8,100?
We were going to take a vacation with all the kids and then possibly fix up some things at the house.
All right. Where are we vacationing to?
Just Wisconsin Dells. The kids love going to
Oh, yeah. Noah's Ark.
Let's
here
go.
We come.
Watch out. You've been to the Kalahari there.
We have, yes.
Yeah, you don't have to leave. I didn't know that. We got there. Everything's in there. Mm-hmm. There's restaurants. There's 100 water parks. They got go-karts inside. You don't have to leave.
Swim up bar?
It's like the Vegas of Wisconsin. I came outside, I'm like, the sun. What is the sun? Esmeralda, enjoy that 8,100. Have a great trip.
Thank you.
You're so very welcome. Good morning, Propty. How are you?
Good morning, Edward. How are you?
We're doing really well. How much money are you getting back?
$17,000.
$17,000.
Wow. I don't get it.
How did this happen? What's going on?
So we are paying extra, and I just had a newborn, so he's also giving me more money.
Whoa! So you got a raise.
Yeah.
Watch out. And
usually
so you're
that
already
hurts
paying more.
You. Yeah. Good for you. Man.
May I ask what you do for a living, Propty?
I'm IT engineer.
You're an IT engineer. Man, okay. A lot of smart people get a lot of money back. Us dummies are paying everybody.
Yeah, no coincidence. Yeah.
Radio's a C-average industry, and here we are. Well, Propty, congratulations. What are you going to spend the 17 on?
I'll pay off the house.
Pay off the house. See, yeah, see, that's what smart people do. They get rid of debt.
Of course.
Man. I have PlayStation 5 and a car I can't afford.
Yeah, they're not like buying do. Like an eagle. That's no, what yeah, I do on here. I'm like, I'm going to buy an eagle.
Yeah, I got you know? Kids like eagle. Yeah, why not? Yeah, build a
what
build
is the,
a really
what is the
cool...
craziest thing you could buy that you're like, no, it's probably not the smartest investment. But
the craziest thing that you, Nikki, can think of to buy
is an eagle.
We're getting a bald eagle. I'm going to put it in the garage. We're going to make a nest. Man, people are texting, what the F? I'm only getting $800 back. Good for you. You don't know. That's a win. If you cut back zero plus, good for you. I'm getting 14 grand back total. 15,000 coming back my way. Wow. I got 6,400 back between state and federal. Oh, my God. That's awesome. Can't call. I'm at work paying taxes. But
yeah, right.
I'm getting 5,200 back from the federal and 900 for the state. That's over 6 grand coming back your way. That is sweet.
I didn't even know it's possible to get that much money back.
I know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Good for them. All right, well, put it right back into the economy. That's what they want you to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your extra cash. And to those of you that are owing, we apologize.
Yeah.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
I'm bored. We did get a text here from a 630. When my kids say I'm bored, I say the same thing my mom said. Okay, well, here's a list of chores. Now, my mom used to do that as well, and that was the quickest way to get us to not be bored anymore.
Yeah.
Mom, I'm kind of bored. Oh, okay, well, if you want, you can mop the kitchen floor. Oh, I gotta go outside and play with Tim. See you later.
Yes.
That's where we invented Capture the Flag, I think. I'm bored. What do I do? Hi, Jen. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing really well. Do you have kids, Jen?
I do. I have four of them.
Four of them? What are the age breakdown on that?
10 and a half, almost 11, 9, 7, and 4.
Wow. Good for you. Mike, that's some busy time there at your house. So you got a lot of kids coming in and telling you that they're bored. So what do you do?
So I work in a school, so I was going to be home with them all summer, and I didn't want to hear it for an entire summer. So I told them that I would repack all of their Legos. And what I did was I literally took them all apart. I had the instructions, but there's also a Lego app that has all the instructions on them.
Whoa.
And I literally put them in a Ziploc bag, and I literally, like, probably 100 different Lego sets. And anytime that they tried to tell me that they were bored, I told them that they had to go pick a Lego set. And they rebuilt all of their Legos that we had bought over years and years and years. It was actually quite great.
That's actually pretty smart. Because
ingenious.
Yeah.
Generally, you build the Lego and then you put it on a shelf and you look at it. And that's
right.
It.
That is
yep.
Literally true.
Wow.
That's the thing with modern Legos, where they are things. You know, they're a model set, basically, and you put it together, as opposed to the old days, you just made whatever you wanted, take it apart, make something else. But now it's like they sit there, like you said.
Oh, I got the Batcave, and then you build it, and you're looking at it.
Yeah, there's like three pieces that are on the floor falling off and stuff, but this is awesome.
I also didn't know that in the app you could just type in the set, and it will give you the instructions. That's blowing my mind right now.
Yeah.
I think your afternoons are both full.
Right.
Literally, you are both full.
This is a great project
taking
right here.
Apart all Legos.
Hey, Jen, for this summer, you know what you should do?
What?
Take each set and then mix them together and tell them that they got to figure it out. And shake up the bags and be like, all right, jerks, here's the instructions. Figure it out and walk out.
Mom, why do I have a combination Mini Cooper X-Wing fighter?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mr. On Board, figure it out. And then lock the door. Something to think about. 847, if my kid says I'm bored, I say, well, then why don't you help me scrub the toilets? And they go running. 630, kid, I'm bored. Mom, you've only got yourself to blame. And walk away.
Wow.
Kind of if you're bored, then you're boring.
Yeah.
My dad would say that sometimes. Dad, I'm bored. That's not my fault. And then he'd walk away. I'm like, whoa, wait, whoa, I need, you got nothing?
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
We want to know who let the dogs out with today's Mix Top 6, because guess what? We have the top 6 signs that your dog loves your new boyfriend or new girlfriend. So if you have a new boyfriend or a new girlfriend and you have a dog, subset of a subset, guess what? This list will tell you whether or not it's love, because your dog knows before you do. And at number 6, the top 6 signs that your dog loves your new boyfriend or girlfriend, they sit on the same side of the car or even in the lap of your new boyfriend or girlfriend while driving. Let's say you get picked up and you're going to go get some ice cream and the dog is along for the ride. If the dog is sitting on the same side of the car as your new lover or sitting on the lap of your lover, that means your dog is comfortable being close to that person. And guess what? So can you feel comfortable being close to that person? Woo-hoo-hoo. In at number five, they play fetch together. Come on, if your partner will throw a ball and your dog will go get that ball or frisbee or stick, pick it up and bring it right back to your new partner, good news, they're co-signing for this individual. It's a good person. I trust this person. You can trust this person. In at number four, the top six signs that your dog loves your new boyfriend or your new girlfriend. It's all in the lick, baby. If your dog is licking your potential mate by the third date,
ooh,
that's a good sign. That lick is approval, saying, hey, guess what? You can stay with this one. They're good. They're good people. In at number three, top six signs your dog loves your new boyfriend or girlfriend, they shove their snout directly into their crotch.
Is that really one?
I swear to God. Number three. A polite sniff of the crotch is an overwhelming stamp of approval. A crotch bite, on the other hand, is a big problem.
Hang on.
You do not want them to bite the wiener or the vagine, so be careful.
But a sniff is sniff is love.
That's right.
Okay.
It may feel uncomfortable for the person that's being sniffed in the crotchal zone, but it's an indicator that your dog likes their company. Because, you know, that's where the main part of our sniff is. Now, if your new partner is sniffing your dog's crotch, get away.
Yeah.
Follow up. In at number two, the dog will not growl or show their teeth to your new partner.
Oh, that's not love?
That's not love. If your dog encounters a person at the park and bares their teeth or starts snarling at them, you got a problem. Dedicated to protecting you, your dog's going to know a bad egg when they see or sniff one. So if your pooch feels threatened, throw a stick and get out of there. Go the other way.
Just throw a stick to the partner?
Throw a stick on the other way. That. Yeah, maybe do that. Get them, get you, and go the other way. And the number one sign that your dog loves your new boyfriend or girlfriend, their tail wags a certain way. A dog's tail tells all. A wag is a yay vote, but a stiff tail between the legs is a big nay. Same deal if your dog's ears are pinned back. This means you're about to have sushi with a bad match, so reconsider your date. So to recap, they want to sit with them, play fetch with them, lick them, sniff them, not show them their teeth, and wag their tail. And that's how you know it's love.
It's relationship advice for all of us, really.
Yeah, for sure. This is great. So get
the Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
Today is tax day, right?
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. What?
Yeah, I know. It's very stressful, and it's very stressful, and I got to tell you, a lot of people online are trying to find the humor in it all, and there are a couple trending memes with that, which I was pulling up not very well on my phone, and the one that's getting a lot of attention is, I'm sending you a W-2 to everyone who was in my business last year.
Here.
Okay.
We're going to chew whip.
All right. Makes sense.
Exactly. Sense. And that was worth the wait, people.
In my business.
Get out of my business.
Yeah, I would like a refund with that joke.
Amen, sister. I'm filing for an extension. I'm going to find a better one. Next up, we're kind of talking about taxes. And another thing that we always hear about doing is working out and staying healthy. Mm. Some trending audio out there that might hit different on a tax day, which is also a Monday.
Out of all my body parts, my eyeballs are the strongest because I roll them like 342 times a day. But my middle finger's getting pretty strong too.
Like
between
her.
The jokes and the stress of tax day, mm-hmm. Use that one today as well. And lastly, next month, Open Table reviews will no longer be anonymous. So over the weekend, anyone who's ever left a review on Open Table got an email from the company saying, hey, starting up on May 22nd, you're going to start having your first name and profile picture along with that review. No more anonymous ones. I don't know if right now you can choose to either put your name on it or not. But the company is saying, we've heard you. Our diners out there, they want trust. They want transparency. This is important for them to see who the reviews are coming from. So they're upgrading what they say and giving you better confidence in their reviews.
It just dawned on me. I've never written an online review ever. Nikki?
No. My husband does them. Yeah, no.
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think so.
V?
No.
Let's do a poll tomorrow. Tomorrow we should do a poll to find out what percentage of the Morning Mix audience has ever actually written a review for anything online.
0%.
It might be. I don't know. I mean, you said Joel did, but yeah, we're 0-4.
It takes a certain kind of person.
Yeah.
And it takes a certain kind of business owner to reply to those. My dad being one of them. Like, he took his reviews so seriously.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, but he would, like, attack customers sometimes.
Oh, not good
and,
for
you know,
him.
He'd be like, who are you? And who makes you an expert on stuffed cabbage?
Yeah, I'm Steve Bilinski.
My wife split over those.
And now they're not anonymous anymore.
Yeah, wild.
You can attack them by name.
Well,
perfect.
That's the thing. So I don't know. The internet's kind of mixed up about this. Like, should they be anonymous? Because then people are going to be more honest. But if you got to put your name on it, all of a sudden, hopefully you think about what you're writing a little bit more and really stand behind, you know, your words.
I didn't realize that they were not anonymous, being a person who doesn't write them.
Yeah,
I thought
right.
my name would be on it no
right,
matter what.
Right,
so
right.
I didn't even know.
It's like the comments section that used to be on everything, and then it's been disabled in most places because anonymity has kind of destroyed the world.
Here, here.
And that's your lighthearted flash briefing.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.